friends. Followers of Jesus, the promised Messiah, live normal lives on earth. As such, they face the same earthly concerns and attractions which impact others who do not belong to Christ's heavenly kingdom. We read what Jesus said about that situation in the 6th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. He said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Friends, in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, the heavenly Messiah, states the unique constitution of his kingdom on earth. In it, he not only gave the citizens of his kingdom instructions regarding their spiritual life, such as prayer and fasting, but also provided them with important directives for their earthly lifestyle. As the Messiah King, Jesus came to earth and lived a perfectly holy life. And as the new Adam, he came to establish a new humanity. This is his heavenly kingdom on earth. Members of his new humanity are the citizens of this kingdom. As such, they are expected to adopt a very different perspective for living their earthly life. They are named Christians after him as the heavenly Christ Savior. Their priority is concern for Christ's good name and kingdom on earth. His instruction to them is to reflect in their earthly life his own self-giving heavenly lifestyle. Paul's apostolic teaching in the 8th chapter of the 2nd epistle to the Corinthian Christians addresses this concern, saying, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich." He similarly wrote to the believers in Colossae. We read in the 3rd chapter, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Hallelujah.